July 4th is a joyous day of celebration for some, but in Akron, Ohio, family, friends, and many in the community today are mourning Jaylen Walker, a 25-year-old black man, unarmed when he was shot and killed by police last week. Yesterday, police released body cam footage of the shooting, which set off protests. A note as we bring in Matt Richmond, a reporter with IdeaStream Public Media in Cleveland. This story is disturbing. Matt, what is it police are saying happened? Because at one point there was also public videos seeming to show what?
Well, initially there was the attempt to make a traffic stop, and there's no video of why they tried to make that traffic stop. And the chief of police, Stephen Milet, says that it was because of a equipment violation, which could be just a taillight out or a turn signal malfunctioning, and some sort of traffic violation. And so Walker didn't stop initially, and then he got onto the freeway, and as he was getting on the freeway, you can hear what sounds like a gunshot, and you can hear an officer say, "There's a gunshot, he's shooting out of his door." And they also played a video from the Ohio Department of Transportation that shows Walker's car getting on the freeway, and you can see a flash of light come out of the side of the car. And police say that they believe that that is the light that, you know, comes out of a barrel of a gun after it fires, the muzzle flash.
Well, then he abandoned the car, and there comes the foot chase. And how many police were there, and how many shots were fired at him?
So there were 8 officers who were directly involved, who were involved in the shooting, and then there were 5 more who were indirectly involved. And as far as we know, that's the total number, is the 13 officers. And we don't know yet how many shots total were fired. They're not releasing that information, but they have said that the number out in the public, which is around 90, is about right, 90 shots. And we know from a preliminary report from the medical examiner that there were at least 60 wounds from bullets in Walker's body.
Well, now we know the police thought that he had a gun. They did find the gun later in the car. He didn't have the gun as he was running away from them. They didn't know that. Why did they say they shot?
Well, so they say that as he was running, he made a threatening movement. And in the publicly released videos, they blur his body out at the request of his family. But in the videos that his family's attorney and obviously the police have seen, Police Chief Milet said that if you slow it down and take, you know, individual images, you can see him reach for his waistband. You can see him pull his arm out and move it towards the officers.
So the police, as you say that there was some kind of a threatening movement. But Bobby DiCello, who's a member of the Walker family's legal team, spoke to NPR's Leila Fadel on Morning Edition today, and he said that it's the exact opposite is the reason that they have questions now. Let's listen.
When we sat with the chief of police who played the video for us on Thursday night of the previous week, we actually heard him say he had looked for but hadn't yet found this threatening movement. And then we go to the press conference yesterday and we hear him now say something about, moving to the waistband area.
So Matt Richmond, there's a family lawyer saying that the police are at the least inconsistent and what they're saying about why they shot Jaylen Walker. But meantime, how are people in the community responding?
Well, there was a lot of outrage when bits of information started to leak out about what happened and about how violent of an end to this pursuit there was. And there have been small protests, you know, for most of the week. It grew yesterday, Sunday, into a few hundred people who were downtown for several hours after the public release of these videos. And there are calls for real accountability for these officers and for a investigation that has some transparency.
What is the status of those 8 officers?
They're on paid administrative leave right now. One of the things that the Akron Police Department is doing that's new now in response to this shooting is they're having an outside agency, the Ohio Attorney General's office, do the investigation. And then eventually that office will present it to a grand jury to decide on charges.
Matt Richmond, reporter for IdeaStream Public Media in Cleveland, Ohio. Matt, we're going to follow this story. Thanks very much.
Thanks for having me on.